Our psalm this morning, the last of our summer psalms, the first part of Psalm 40, pretty much starts with the psalmist David in what he calls a slimy pit, a place of mud and mire. I do think it's metaphorical. Of all the stories of David, there, of which there are many in the Bible, there are none of him being stuck in a pit. But he was in plenty of close shaves, plenty of times when he was being attacked and having to retreat, plenty of times when he would have been entitled to be anxious, scared, or depressed. So I think it's metaphorical. I'm in a slimy pit. I'm stuck in the mud and mire. Which I guess leads to a question, if we're going to engage with this scripture, have any of you had any times when we might have said, were we using that metaphor, I'm stuck in a slimy pit, I'm in the mud, I'm in the mire? I kind of bet you have. I kind of bet we all have. Times of financial worry or family or health worries, all sorts of things can give us that feeling of being stuck. Here is what David did about it. He says to us, I waited patiently for the Lord. It's a hard thing to do that. Maybe the most difficult response to being laid low, when we might want to thrash out or get active or do something. It's not that the Lord has put David in the pit. David's not saying that. We don't know what the problem was, which is why this psalm may actually help us in our troubles. David was in his slimy pit and he waited patiently for the Lord. But he did do something. He cried out to the Lord. David says, he, the Lord, heard my cry. So David's waiting was not entirely passive. He cried out to the Lord, and that means praying, of course. My biggest pit in life, years ago now, was alcohol. Lots and lots and lots of it, quantities. And when I reached the bottom of the pit and knew there was no way out, I prayed. Sometimes we have to be forced to pray, don't we? I prayed and the Lord heard, as he did with David. And as he did with David, David says, the Lord turned to me. He lifted me out of the pit. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Isn't that lovely? That's the promise of God's help. When in our troubles we cry out to the Lord, he will lift us out and give us a firm place to stand. And what does that actually mean? It does not mean that all our troubles will be over. It means we can find our footing. We're out of the pit, so we can see about us. We may be able to see a path ahead. We're no longer hemmed in by the sides of the pit, no longer slipping and sliding and stuck in the mud. The Lord does not magic away our troubles, but he hears our cry, sets us on firm ground, gives us, I think, hope. That's what David experienced, and so he responded. He says in that beautiful line, there was a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to God. He goes on to say, I desire to do your will, my God. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. So David was stuck. He cried out to God. God responded, lifted him up. And in turn, David overflows with praise. He wants everyone to know what the Lord has done for him. It's really a very simple tale, isn't it, told in this psalm? One we can put in our back pocket and take away for our comfort. Psalm 40, verses 1 to 10, a huge encouragement. But there's also actually a warning in all of this, as there so often is. It sounds as though David might have tried other solutions before he turned to the Lord. That sounds about right, doesn't it? Have we ever done that? He's not wholly explicit about it. But listen to this. David says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. That's a warning against idolatry, in this instance about turning to the wrong sources of help. For us, I think there's an act of discernment needed here. There's nothing wrong, clearly nothing wrong, in going to the doctor if we're ill or to debt counselling or whatever we might need. Indeed, when we cry out to the Lord and are placed on firm ground, we may see exactly such a path ahead, a path we could not see from our place in the pit. People often say that they began to make progress with whatever their problem was when they saw the need to seek help. Clear advice and practical help is good and often God-given. But help that sets itself up in place of God is a trap. There are all sorts of modern cults of health, of spirituality, mind, body, spirit stuff that are not the path the Lord shows to us. We see them all right, but prayer, that crying out to the Lord, will reveal what is God-given. He's the one that gets us onto firm ground and shows us the way ahead, the right way ahead. That's one trap, but there's a second trap too. We might get sucked in by false gods, but we can just as easily be sucked in by religiosity. Here is David's insight. He says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require." I said that David prayed, and so he did. He tells us he cried out to the Lord. Maybe for a time he also went down the religiosity route. Lots and lots of religious services, lots of sacrifices and offerings. But something made him realise that that was not what God wanted. It was not all that stuff that brought God close, that caught his ear. It was not that stuff that led David to say that the Lord had set his feet on a rock. All David had to do was pray and wait. Now, what was David's prayer? I expect it had the specifics. This is my problem, Lord. Can you help me with this? But the bit David tells us about is very general. This is what he said to the Lord. He said, "Here I am. I have come. I desire to do your will. Your law is within my heart." Here I am. I desire to do your will. All that seems to be part of David's cry to the Lord. Here I am, I've come, I desire to do your will. Your law is written, your law is within my heart. Let's ask the so what question. So what? Why does all this matter? Well, we will have troubles again. That seems to be the nature of our existence. Troubles come round again. What should we do? Cry out to the Lord and wait patiently. Tell him, "I desire to do your will. Here I am." And expect the Lord to lift us up, not to solve everything, but to set us in a firm place from which we can see a way ahead. And when that happens, we're to remember something. We are to remember to praise God, to proclaim his saving acts. Tell someone that means, "This is what the Lord has done for me this day." Amen.